Broadcasting live from the Wolf Radio Studios, it's time for the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up now, 800-800-RADIO, or log on to GoWolf.com. Now, John Clay Wolf.
The floodwaters in Houston are residing.
They are finally.
It was pretty heavy duty.
Really bad.
We've lost a lot of cars in the state of Texas in the past 60 days.
So does that change the price of cars that are still on the street? I just wondered.
I think the market's fixing to go up. I mean, how many cars have been taken out of the market between hail and flood?
Oh, my God.
100,000?
100,000.
Yeah. It's got to. I haven't seen it in the lanes, but it's got to come. I'm probably going
to
come this
week.
And
what happens to those cars? The flood cars?
So we had 23 cars get hail on.
Okay.
Bad hail. They totaled
That's
about
just
10.
You.
Yes. They totaled 10 of them. So I had the option. I was looking at that this week.
Okay.
So they showed us their payout amount on the totals.
Right.
And if we wanted to buy the salvage, then it was X.
Okay.
And, you know, the motors are good. The trannies are good.
Yeah, these are good cars.
If
these
I had a place to put them, I'd probably buy them all because they were cheap, $600, $800. I mean, they were selling the salvage for nothing.
Wow.
Yeah. But they're beat to hail.
Yeah.
No joke.
Yeah. But they move. They drive.
But I'm keeping a few of them, and we're going to wrap them and give me the VIN stuff.
That's cool.
With wraps.
That's a great idea.
Thanks. And the rest of us, let them have them because I want them out of my way, out of my life.
I think you probably need a buddy to drive some around for you.
Well, it's just, I mean, what are you going to do with a bunch of, I mean, these cars are so
unwrap
heavy.
Them. I think wrapping them is a great idea.
800-800-7234 is the call-in number of the show. The website's givemethevin.com. Yes, we buy cars all day. Amarillo, Abilene, Wichita Falls, the new affiliates, South Louisiana. We're picking up cars down there every day, all week long.
And Houston.
And, of course, Houston. I mean, Houston's a gimme. I mean, we've been doing Houston since day one.
Yeah, we have.
We may be switching stations in
Houston.
Houston.
Do we want to say that yet, or is it official, or are you just cheating on your girlfriend? Yeah.
No answer for that.
I just
asking.
I don't know.
All right.
Are we switching state? Are we adding Houston? Yeah.
Okay. Adding, switching, or maybe some combination of the two.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out. The station we're on in Houston covers Beaumont and the Golden Triangle
right,
so well.
Right.
I don't know what we're going to do, but okay. We're pretty much definitely going to a rock station in Houston.
Oh, cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And everybody knows. I mean, the guys I'm dealing with know. I haven't said anything to the listeners yet until just now. It'll all be good.
Are we going to have to go down there and hang around?
Yeah. Hey, but with these music stations, we get a... And I told them. I said, I don't want any of this stepbrother half-ass.
Yeah.
The kind of, you know... adopted kid feeling that we've had at a lot of these.
Yeah, well.
Sure.
Especially with ESPN.
It's gotten
a lot
better.
About, they've never invited us to the Christmas party over all the years.
No.
And lately, they've been inviting us to some stuff. But I, in the, with this deal of working with iHeartMedia,
right.
I'm like, I want billboarding. I want all the concerts.
Like
I
the
want
kids.
All the stuff. In our negotiations, I said, if Led Zeppelin does tour, which they won't, but if they do, and they come through Texas, I'm bringing them out. Do I have your verbal? Yes.
Wow.
Huh.
Good luck with that.
That would be a dream for me.
That'd be cool. Maybe not right away, because they do have high waters down there right now. It was up to the side doors of the Astrodome. I saw a picture.
I saw it too, yeah. Deal. Really, really bad flooding.
Top 10 of 10.
We have it. Let me go get Casey. Y'all go ahead.
What good is
morning.
The top 10?
Good morning, John. How you doing?
Good. What's our topic?
Casey's having a great... Well, of course, you know, Prince died this week.
Everybody's died. You died a year ago.
I died several
Merle
years ago.
Merle died a couple of weeks ago. Who else has died?
Doris Roberts died. From Everyone Loves Raymond, the mom,
yep.
The old mom. Yeah, she died.
Farrah Fawcett
died. 90. Farrah Fawcett died. Prince died this week. But we have a little... China, the wrestler. A little known fact. There's some songs that get pitched to certain artists that never get recorded. You know that?
Yes.
Yes, many times. Well, these are the top 10 Prince song titles that didn't get recorded. They were pitched, but they were not recorded.
Like Prince pitched them, or somebody pitched them?
No, people. These are songs that he wrote that were modified later to become a hit.
Okay.
Follow me?
Yes.
Number 10 from 1980. I want to be your Snuggle Buddy. Number 9, Little Red Bass Boat. Number 8, I Would Risk Bodily Injury for You. Number 7, This Is What It Sounds Like When Dogs Fart. He changed that one. Number 6.
We know about that in the studio.
Let's Go
this
Lazy.
This is what it smells like when everybody cries.
The top 10 Prince song titles that didn't get recorded. Number 5, You Don't Have to Be Rich to Be My Girl, But It Helps. Number 4, Purple Poop. And number 3, Darling.
Hold on. Purple Poop.
Purple Poop was a great, it was a great song. Very,
it was a great song.
It had a great hit.
This is the one you wrote.
Number 3, Darling Nikki, 6. Number 2, Barf Green Beret, didn't work at all.
No.
And the number 1 top, these are the top 10 Prince songs that didn't quite get recorded, Chocolate Rain. A lot of people know that one.
Chocolate Rain.
What, yes. Chocolate Rain?
Chocolate Rain was another big hit, see?
I know the song.
It actually did get recorded, just not by Prince.
How many views did that get?
This Chocolate Rain song has over 20 million views.
Thank you very much.
What?
Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate Rain.
Why did that go viral? I have no idea.
Listen to the lyrics, John.
The school books say it can't be here again. Chocolate
Hey, Mark
Rain.
Barnes.
Yeah.
What have you got? Let's do the old Dodge first. Does it have 200,000 miles on it?
Yeah, 206.
Is it a four-wheel drive or two?
Four-wheel drive, one ton.
Is it on a scale of 1 to 10? So we got a 2002 Dodge Dually. Extended cab or regular?
Extended cab.
In four-wheel drive, 200,000 miles. Average, rough, or clean?
Oh, clean, everything except the dash. The dash.
Cracked all to hell. They all are.
Yeah.
I bought one. Hey, did we pick that one up from Lone Star Dodge I bought for $4,000? I forgot to tell you about that.
I don't know nothing about that.
I'm serious. I bought one 2 weeks ago for $4,000. I forgot to tell you to pick it up.
Oops.
Hey, $4,000. Does that work, Mark?
No, sir.
No, I bought one for $4,000. The dash was out of it because the dash cost $1,000. What's it take to buy it?
Way more than that.
Okay, next car. 15 GMC Sierra with 6,000 miles. How much is that one?
Almost on my one.
All right. 800-800-7234.
Well, now we're never going to know.
Hey, I said get out of my house. That goes for suckers and retards.
That's what you just did to those two. Jeez.
Don't know. No, that guy has two, and I didn't understand what we were doing. Mark, just go to givemethevin.com. Givemethevin.com, and we'll bid it off the air, and it'll go a lot smoother. These trucks have so many options and so many questions. We'll waste 20 minutes talking about this thing.
Gotcha.
I'm getting them off the air onto the website more so that the buyers can take time with the people,
gotcha.
and get the backstory and listen
to
all.
You don't have to explain anything to JD. You just do what John Pink Floyd Wolf wants you to do, man. All right.
Got it.
You'd be a lot cooler if you did, man. You'll have to explain that little old truck.
Everyone breathe. Everyone relax.
You don't want to talk to the man about his truck. You don't have to talk. It's the John Clay Wolf Show.
All right. It's a lot more than that.
Y'all here in San Antonio, speaking of people relaxing, this guy did not. The owner of a West Side car dealership charged with murder after he tried.
Is his name Salami Hussein?
Salami. It is not. It's Amir Ayub Amira.
What?
But he goes by Mo is his nickname, the rest of them.
He owns Auto Price Busters. This is in San Antonio.
Auto Mile Busters by Salami Hussein.
Near Bandera Road. He is charged with murder. At some
point, happens.
He called the police because he said he realized a guy tried to buy a car from him with a bad check.
Okay.
Then he found the guy and killed him.
Did he?
Shot him dead.
How much was the car, do you know?
Yeah, let me look here. If it says...
I'd like to know if it's over $5,000.
It says, givemethevin.com, bid it at... No, I'm kidding. it doesn't say, but it was one of those tote the note lots, so I'm assuming it probably wasn't, you know.
Give me back my bullets.
Yeah.
He smoked him.
He smoked him. But I mean, come on, dude. Really? You kill somebody over a bad check?
I wonder if there's more to the story.
Well, what could there be?
Maybe he banged his old lady.
That couldn't be indicative of his ethnic nature, could it?
It has nothing to do with ethnic nature at all.
Are you sure? What's his name again?
Salami Hussein.
I kill you!
Munir Ayub Amira.
Did he shoot him or did he put the key in and it blew up?
Shot him. God, really? Really? We had to go there. Really?
No, we didn't. I saw that in that movie Casino. That has nothing to do with Middle Easterners.
No, he just drove into a building. right.
I got the car bomb fear. Hey.
Hey.
What in the...
Hey.
I don't want to be... Okay.
I had a lot of people ask me if that story I told about my stepmother coming on to me last week was true.
Yeah.
It was. You know, and I thought about that a lot this week, because I haven't thought about that in a while.
Right.
Huh.
Like years, decades.
Now, is she all right? Is she in good health?
I don't know. I haven't talked to her in 25 years.
I'm telling you, when you do, man, it goes right along with the Keith Richards thing, because, listen, when you talk about these old people, man.
But it made me think about, first of all, looking back, I should have just... I should have beat it like it owed me money.
No, you shouldn't. You did the right thing.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
And
that had nothing but bad written on it. Nothing. It had 5 minutes of joy and
if
then
it hadn't
bad.
Have been my dad's wife.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Then.
Thank you.
Yes.
You can stop right there.
Okay, but if it hadn't been my dad's wife, right?
I know. That's your punchline. Stop.
If it hadn't but it made been... me think about these guys that bang their teachers.
Yeah. Well, that's different.
And why do they go crying about it?
That's when they don't. Here's what happens. They don't go crying. They go telling their friends. Mm-hmm. Their friends then become jealous, and they then tell the authorities.
Now, for a woman, I completely feel different.
Why?
If it's a girl.
Okay. Hold on. Woman teacher?
No.
A woman student.
Yes.
Woman student with a male teacher student. Is yes. different than the other way around.
Why is it different? I don't know, but I feel completely
because
different.
Because it's called sexism.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be a sexist.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You know, that's
but
new.
But not misogynist.
That's something new.
Just plain sexist.
You're just straight up sexism.
But, you know, at what age is it okay?
Would you like the state to tell you?
No.
Would you like it in court?
But, like, Bob, at what age? Okay, how old is your son?
My son?
Yes.
Is 16.
Oh, 16?
Yeah.
If he was banging his English teacher, what would you say to him?
He would never crack. He would never tell. He gets that from me. I'm not like these boys today.
If.
Because they crack.
If.
They don't, crack, they tell.
They don't. They tell their friends. They brag.
And the gravy train
Let's
ends
say he was
right
banging
there.
His English teacher and she was balls hot.
Yeah, well, she'd have to be.
Okay, well, let's say she was. What would you do if you found out?
What would I do? Yeah. If I found out? Yeah. I'd say, you know, if you ever tell anybody this, it's going to stop. And there's liable to be trouble.
And right. There you have parental guidance.
She could sue you, son. She could say that you made her do it.
This show rated PG for parental guidance.
Or could you take it a step further if she was really hot?
No.
And say, hey, and go talk to her about it. And tell her that you know how to keep a secret if.
No.
No?
See, I'm promiscuous. I'm not crooked.
Okay.
You know.
You want to keep this on the
but
down
But she's
low?
Being crooked by tattooing your 16-year-old kid.
Not really.
No?
Not really.
Yes. No, yes, she is.
The heart wants what it wants. Genitalia are the same way.
Hello, stop. No, that's illegal. It's illegal.
Have you ever had...
16 is illegal.
It's illegal to drive 65 in a 30, man, but sometimes you're in a hurry.
There's a difference. We do... No, this show does not recommend that in any way, shape, or form.
No, and I'm not recommending it.
No, you were kind of doing
it. But you know it happens. It didn't happen when I was in high school.
It just blows me away how much of that goes on.
There's a lot of it these days.
It's weird that it's come out. You know it had to happen back when we were in school, but we just didn't hear about it.
We didn't have social media when my stepmom was rubbing my leg.
That's the point. You didn't have social media to tell everybody.
But we were bad, JD. We were bad. I say we. Me and my friends.
I know. Oh, I know you were.
You don't know.
No, I don't know.
You weren't there.
No, but you've told me stories.
But we would go. She had big bay windows, and her bathtub was right next to it.
The...
Stepmother. And on cue, see, it really sucked when daylight savings came in.
Because now it was dark.
Yeah, no, because it was light.
Light, I'm sorry.
But when it was dark during the winter months, so we'd have to put on our parkas. But we'd go out in the trees.
Yeah.
And she had the same pattern. She'd come in at this time, go into her bathroom, go get naked.
Yes.
Come stand in front of her mirror.
Right.
And do stuff.
Okay.
And then take a bath.
Did she know you saw her?
No. Okay. I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
But we could, and we tested this. We would get in her bathroom at night when nobody was there and really, and like, hey, Carter, you go out there and you stand close to the window.
Sure.
Back off the window with the lights on and let's see what you can see. Can I see you out there? No, you could see nothing.
Okay. So she didn't know.
So, I mean, especially if we were like 20 foot back, nothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, couldn't see nothing.
Okay.
So that happened. My friends and I would park outside and watch my stepmom get naked.
Okay.
Is that bad?
No. Well, I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
It's bad. But, I mean, you know, luckily nothing ever happened.
When did you get scruples?
No, because inside the family, dude, it can get very weird.
There was one day. There was one night where me and Carter and Creighton were out there.
Nobody's listening.
And my dad, you know, she was nasty. Says she's in front of her mirror.
Yeah.
Then here comes my old man, you know. Uh-oh. And he comes in the bathroom.
John, don't tell me this.
Yeah, and he comes up behind her. I'm like, hey, guys, let's wrap it up. Let's go. Let's get out of here. The Carter's like, no, I'm going to win. No, let's go. I'm out.
A little rack and pinion going
on. It was all cool when it was just her.
Yeah.
Sure.
This ain't cool.
I don't want to see Dad.
Nah.
You know what happened? That was God sent your dad, man, to break it up, dude.
God did this?
Yeah, because he'll do that.
That's interesting. Well, they are married, so God is okay with that. So.
Yes. Okay.
Hey,
it's
Ben.
Really one of the best proofs of God in the world, because he will screw up a situation like that.
Ben Sanchez.
Oh, God does that.
An 05 Equinox with 241,000 miles. Is it still running?
Yeah. Mm. Who's this?
This is John. This is John Wolf.
I was returning a call from, hold on a second.
Calling givingthevin.com.
No, he's calling
Frankie McGuinn.
Frankie, yeah. Did we buy this car?
Yeah.
Oh, no. What did we get for it?
$700.
Where do you live?
I'm sorry, not Cedar Hill, in Dallas.
Okay, because I was going to say, if you lived all the way in Houston, I was going to just offer to send you $100 to keep it. We're on the radio, Ben.
Okay.
Oh, you're on the radio, by the way.
Why?
Don't get excited, Ben. It doesn't pay anything.
It's complicated. But we do a radio show, and you're in my radio queue somehow. So I need to put you on hold and let you get with Frankie so she can get you your money.
All right, thanks.
All right.
This show is as slick as sandpaper.
It's real, guys. It's real. GiveMeTheVIN.com.
I mean, if you don't believe it, there's one. God, 700. That's a hard car to sell, 241,000 miles. You know, I passed on all these cars with a lot better miles that had hail damage for less. We bought it. If we bought it, we bought it. We own it.
Do you have anything cool that had hail damage a buddy could buy?
Yeah, a convertible BMW.
Really?
Yeah.
How much?
I need to look at the adjustment on it. It's probably going to be 10. Nah, I've got 17.8 in it, and I think they sent me $5,000.
That's it? That thing was destroyed.
we're trying to sell the Chase. Okay, shut up, Turley.
Destroyed.
Golly.
Well, no, I can't believe the insurance company only gave us that much on it.
What's it going to cost to fix it?
A lot. It's a convertible. Hard top.
I have to look, man. There's so many cars. I forgot what that one
stands out.
Yes.
It. I think the body shop bill is going to be $6,000
at least. Oh yeah.
Well, you just lost your customer.
Yeah, sorry, lost your
so
customer.
Turley, go sell this one to somebody else.
You don't want that one, JD.
800-800-7234.
Really, I want it. That's why I'm
y'all
saying
let
that.
Frankie know. 800-800-RADIO 800-800-723.
Johnny Manziel has lost his second agent in 2 months. Drew Rosenhaus has officially terminated representation with Johnny M. Marks the second time in 2 months he lost another agent. They're all looking at him going, no, you're not so much. I don't really need to broker your next deal with Whataburger.
This poor guy can't catch a break to save his life, man.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I mean, he's a hell of a quarterback. Aggies, man, Aggies.
Rosenhaus said he's never fired a player in 27 years of being an NFL agent. Hey, Johnny, congratulations.
Johnny football.
And Johnny may go to court. You know, they're saying in Dallas now over the assault. There is some other word that is the video from that night may exonerate him. May say the girl was actually attacking him. That's possible.
Hey.
That's fine. And
God knows.
Yeah, it's happened.
I mean,
I've lived it.
I know you have.
Yes,
that's why I'm
have.
Looking at you.
I have absolutely
a
lived
crazy
it.
Woman whipping down on your
dude,
ass.
There's nothing.
That's a tough deal.
And you can't do anything. You absolutely can't do anything. Or when they get out of the car and they start walking along the freeway.
If you have a story about a woman whipping your ass and you can't do anything about it, I'd like to hear your story on the radio. We'll keep your names quiet. But I want to hear it because the men need to speak up. The men need to be heard. It's always the women that get the spotlight on this. And there's a lot of women out there that go to whip it on their man, and they can't do anything about it.
No.
You can't even cover yourself up without getting...
And
if
do
they
anything.
Call the cops, guess who's getting popped?
Right.
You.
Yep. And even if you try to hold them down to keep them from hitting you, you're still... You're
She's
still
got bruise
good
marks
right,
on her arm.
Exactly. Very, very
800-800-RADIO if you've got a your old lady was whipping your ass story. I'd like to hear it.
She gets out and walks down the freeway. Let me tell you who goes to jail too.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Have you ever had a woman get so mad she jumped out of your car?
Yes. I have absolutely had that happen. And then she's walking. Okay, now we've had a couple of cocktails, so we're coming back from a party. So I'm not drunk, but I'm enough that I don't need to be...
You don't need to be talking to no cops.
Right. And now she's walking. I'll just walk home. We're on I-20 in the middle of nowhere. So if I let her go, here's what happens. She gets stopped by somebody and killed. Guess who goes to jail? If I don't, and I drive along beside her, guess what happens? That's what happens.
Do you remember...
The lights come on.
Do you remember the movie Blow? He's got weed. He's George Young. He's got coke.
There's nothing going on.
We'll be back in a minute. GiveMeTheVin.com is where you go with the cars. 800-800-RADIO is the call-in number in the show. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Now, back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now. 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
This is the Men Strikes Back Hour. I've got a full call bank of guys that want to talk about getting beat up by a girl.
It's happened, man. I've had them come at me.
See, it's a slippery slope, though, man, because when you say, oh, well, this can happen to you, and there's nothing... Once you try to victimize men in this situation, and you may be totally right, it just doesn't fly, man.
Hey, can you go to Green Hair and ask her which one she thinks would be the best to go to air?
Which one do you think's the best?
We've got...
Three.
Number three. Yeah. Let's start with three. To back color it, we were talking about women beating up men and how men can't do anything about it. They always get trouble, right, even when it happens. Craig, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Where are you from?
I'm Sugar Land.
Cool.
But I was living in Colorado when this happened.
Mm-hmm. Keep it short and sweet, but we want to hear the story.
I basically got stabbed in the foot by my ex-wife. We were arguing, and she picked up a knife and threw it down on my foot, and it stabbed me in the foot, and it cost me 8 stitches.
And then what? So did you get in trouble?
No, because what happens, I went to the hospital, got stitched up, and I came home, and she was asleep on the bed, so I peed all over and went to sleep on the couch.
Okay. What? Did y'all stay together very long?
What?
It was about a year after that, but we're divorced now.
What did she think about your rebuttal there about peeing on her?
She wasn't a huge fan, but, you know, there was blood all over the floor, so I kind of had that to fall back on.
Uh-huh.
I told her I cleaned the pee up, but she cleaned the blood up.
Okay. Well, hey, I mean, you know, that... Did
and you stayed with her.
Here's
for
what
a
I
want.
I've got another question. How long before you had sex with her again?
I think I got a little apology for it the next morning.
Next day. See, that's our problem.
Yeah, I know.
That's our problem.
Tell me about it.
He cratered so quick. You went down like the Titanic.
Tell me about it.
All right.
Done it.
There's another problem. Thanks, David. Good morning, David.
Yes, sir.
What's your story?
Well, I'm an older gentleman, and I was seeing this younger lady, like twice as young as me.
Okay.
And she would, you know how they say, like, it progressively gets worse? Well, it did. She'd, like, hit on me, punch me. But then the day that she broke out the blade and cut my ass and gave me 7 staples, 7 internally, I put her ass in jail.
You did put her in jail, and they didn't blame it on you?
No, I mean, that's why I was able to do it, because I never hit her back ever.
But had you stopped her from stabbing you, do you think you'd have gotten in trouble?
How did I stop her?
If you would have stopped her from stabbing you and you grabbed her arms to do it, she calls the cops. The cops come see marks on her arms. Then you're going to jail. So you had to take the blade,
well,
man.
I wasn't able to stop her because she was so much quicker than I was. Like,
she's so young and feisty.
Yeah. Feline.
So how long after that until you had sex with her again?
She went to jail, so it was 3 months until she got out on probation.
And you stayed with her.
I love it. I love these stories. Okay, thanks, Dave. Jeremy, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, this is not my girlfriend or wife, but I was in a club with a friend, and some, let's call her a witch, bumped into me and made a big deal out of it, and I blew her off, and me and my friend are talking about someone else, and I said, yeah, that girl is a witch, and the next thing I know, this same girl is tugging on my shoulder and goes, what'd you say, what'd you call me?
Mm-hmm.
You
bitch.
You called me a witch, and I said, No, I was talking about a different witch. And she goes, you punk, I'll hit you. And she reached up and slapped the tar out of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to say, don't you dare raise your hand to me again. All I got out was don't, and she smacked me again. I mean, like, rear back and slapped the mess out of me. Mm-hmm. So finally I tell her, don't try it again or I will knock you out. And so she rears back, and I block her next slap, and I rear back to punch her, and I'm like, oh, you cannot do this. So I just kind of pushed her out of the way. Two bouncers grab me and throw me out of the club, grab all of her friends and throw them out, and then let me back in.
Okay, so that's a... You held restraint. I'm glad that you didn't
you have no idea.
Put her in the full Nelson and hit her in the elbow of the head, because that would have got you in trouble.
Oh, no, no doubt. I was in the military at the time, so I wasn't in the... I was in pretty good shape at the time, so...
Well, thanks for calling in. These stories, these are all quick hit stories. Uncle Roy took a bullet to the leg, and he stayed married.
Right.
But no one's calling in like the real battered man. The man that was abused for years.
Yeah, that's
I knew a guy
that
like
had
that.
The kids that's used against him.
That's not funny.
No, I'm
that's
not trying
sad.
To be funny.
Those guys are fine.
We're raising awareness.
My friend Frank Rodriguez, who I bought my El Camino from.
Yeah.
Used to have to every Saturday night, him and his lady get liquored up. And she was, listen, she was tough. All right, she was cartel tough.
Mm-hmm.
And these are middle-aged people. They're both like 45
right.
back in the time. She would beat Frank around, and he'd wind up in jail.
Of course.
You know? Yeah. And they'd take you from Electra, you know where Electra is,
yep.
to Wichita County. And then he'd walk back to Electra. It's like 30 miles.
God.
He'd get back, you know, Monday morning about 4 in the morning.
Right.
And get ready for work and come to work.
And how many
times? He's a pussy.
How many times has this happened?
Oh, I don't know how many times.
Why would he walk?
My lady, I haven't slept in 2 days. My lady beat me up again Saturday night.
And you go home and stay with it? And, you know, we've all done that.
Well,
and
you know,
go,
the,
what am I thinking?
The Mexican mayor, the Mexican-American people are very devoted, you know, in their mm-hmm. their marriage. They're Roman Catholic to a great extent. I don't know what that has to do with it, but he went back and back and back.
I don't know what it has to do with it either. What else in the news, JD?
Let me see what else we have here. Dallas Cowboys not even playing yet and already being dealt another blow. Defensive lineman DeMarcus Lawrence has failed a drug test.
How about that?
Lawrence has tested positive for methamphetamines, actually, and for amphetamines, and will be suspended for the first 4 games of the 2016 season. So what do we think there, anything? Dallas is already short another defensive end for the first 4 games as Randy Gregory was suspended for testing positive for marijuana. Marijuana.
So, means they're going to be drafting somebody to place defensive end. That's what it means.
Oh, man. Are we going to get a quarterback?
Speaking of sports, the Mavs just got smoked down by the Thunder.
Badly.
Yeah, I mean, the Thunder are a much better team.
But it was a great game.
130-108?
Yeah, Monday night was a fun game to watch when the Mavs won
at
the buzzer.
Oh, yeah, last minute.
That
yeah.
was cool. What are the Rockets doing? They're doing well, aren't they?
Well, no. They squeaked bone by, but Golden State's going to finish them off pretty quick here.
What is the running score right now with the Golden State Rockets?
Is it 2-1, I believe?
Golden State.
Golden State, yeah.
Okay. I think that's right, man.
I mean, Golden State is...
They're going to win. I mean, they won a game without Curry even, so, I mean, they're just...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll
you
be
see
fine.
Where an ESPN guy got popped, got fired. Now, they ask you, if radio stations ask you to keep things up on social media, make comments, be interactive. Kurt Schilling, a former all-star pitcher and one of the highest-profile baseball analysts on ESPN, was fired this week, a day after he drew intense criticism for promoting offensive commentary on social media. The post he put up showed an overweight man wearing a wig and women's clothing with parts of the t-shirt cut out to expose breasts. Okay, it said, "Let him in to the restroom with your daughter or else you're narrow-minded." He wrote, "A man is a man." This is what he wrote to get fired. "A man is a man no matter what they call themselves. I don't care what they are, who they sleep with. Men's room was designed for the man's parts."
They wanted to fire him anyway then, because that's not bad.
He's a douche, though. He's been, there's a lot of different things.
Yeah,
well, he's been a
been.
Lot of different things he's done.
Okay, so this is just okay.
Oh, yeah,
I wasn't
yeah.
aware of that. All right, oh, so, yeah. so he's been on a
slippery
slope.
On that topic, what is your opinion?
They ask you to be socially, that radio the station I work for mm-hmm. says, be on Facebook, be on Twitter, and you get on there and you give your opinion, and they may pop you for that.
But it's
no,
Disney.
I'm not talking, what's your opinion of this restroom deal?
Oh, I don't even understand it, honestly.
Well, I really
don't get it.
Well, how do you know? Why, if are they
drop your britches, let's check.
Well, are you looking? Why
turn your head
peeing?
To the left and call.
So saying, pretty much anyone can use any restroom is what it says.
Here's the thing of note in this political primary time of year. Donald Trump said probably the most reasonable thing in an interview he has said in a year this week.
What was this?
You remember they asked him about it? The problem in North Carolina? He said, "I think maybe they ought to just leave it the way it is."
But that's not good for his people.
The big problem comes when you propose legislation and try to change all these things and count somebody out.
Wow, somebody's got to Trump, because that's actually pretty democratic for him.
They ought to just leave what the way it is.
No,
men and women are women?
It was just spur of the moment. No, he said, the question is not where are they going to go to the bathroom. The question is, where have they been going to the bathroom all these years?
Okay.
Because there's never been a problem about it.
No one asks.
Do you squat or stand?
You know what I mean? I mean, she looks like a woman. Nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
In the women's room, especially, there are stalls.
Yeah.
And that big hairy guy that they keep showing the Facebook
all
memes
this up?
I don't even know. What brought it up?
Middle school in North Carolina. Oh. I guess a girl that was transsexual was in a boy's room. And
how are you a transsexual in middle school? Did you go?
I don't know. I mean, she just.
She's an early bloomer.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, I'm serious. How are you? How does that happen in middle school?
She just knows. I don't know.
She knows. Transgender. All right. So you're on an airplane. You're on a Southwest Airlines jet. The guy next to you was on the phone. He's talking Arab. He's talking
Iranian.
Well, Iranian. Thank you.
Salami Hussein.
Yeah. So he's talking. He's talking in a foreign language, and he's saying at the very end of his conversation, he says something like, "God willing," which is like Allah. Inshallah is what he says at the end of his conversation. That gets somebody upset. They look at him and say, no, 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 you don't. They call the flight attendant. They take him off the airplane. Is that race baiting? What is that? Because this guy's very upset. His name is Karuladeen Kalamazoon. That's it.
Did
I
he
swear
yell
to God.
Out something?
He was on the phone making a regular conversation, normal.
Yeah,
but he was speaking in a foreign language. At the end, he said, we'll be there on time. This is what he said in English, but he said it in a foreign language. God willing.
Yeah, that's pretty extreme.
You know what? Okay, I go this way.
I'm more with him on that one than...
With the passenger that got taken off?
Chill out, everybody.
Yeah, I know. But on the other hand, look, if you know that people are going to be a little touchy about that, because it wasn't that long ago some people flew airplanes into a building, how about you just speak English? No, it wasn't.
Wow, here's the Grand Dragon, J.D. Ryan.
I'm sorry, you're on an airplane, you're on an American aircraft, okay? We're talking 16 years ago. 15 years ago.
How about he's just speaking in a language
you
not thinking about
get
it?
People get a little...
You come here, you talk like us. You're going to be one of us. You better talk like us.
Well, I'm just telling you, that's what happened, and Southwest Airlines is not backing down. They're not apologizing.
Can he be allowed to use the restroom at least?
Absolutely. Use the restroom. Just don't say, Allah Akbar.
He didn't yell it.
He was on the phone making people nervous. If you know it and you can speak English, why not speak English? Boy. Why stir it up? Why stir it up?
And J.D. Ryan, everybody.
No, I'm not.
J.D., so, I'm going to take one real quick. Robert, 04 Lexus RX 330 with 230. Is it worth more than $1,500?
Yeah.
How much more? Because I don't think so. Those miles are big, man.
Well, if it's not worth it, I'll keep it till it dies.
What do you take for it?
I wouldn't take nowhere near that.
What would you take for it? That's the question.
Probably seven.
Okay, bye. 800-800-7234.
Everybody, take him off the plane. Hurry.
Absolutely. Speaking of,
I'll die in the damn thing before I sell it for what it's worth.
What I'm saying is, if you can speak English, why not do it?
Over my dead body.
Why not just not upset people? How about that? How about you're on an
the
airplane?
The way I heard this story.
How about
story,
you're on an airplane? Just behave.
The way I heard that story, JD, was that he had said something about, it's not like I'm going to blow up the plane or something during his conversation. And then at the end said something about God willing in his own name.
At the end. So who knows? He got taken off.
If you or I, and I'm pretty lily white, racially speaking, if you or I said something like that, they'd probably kick me off, too.
You don't make jokes about airplanes and bombs and
period. That's the way I heard that story. Now, somebody may have been editorializing, but that's the way I heard it, was that he said something like
that.
I want to talk about these cars for a minute. People. You people, when you drive a car to 200,000 miles, when you drive it over 150,000 miles, it has gone off a cliff.
Yes, Lord.
Off a cliff. These cars have a shelf life, depending on what they are, between 130 and 200.
Yes, sir. Tell
me. And then it ends. Now, Cummins turbo diesel, it'll make it another 100. But when they get to 200, And yeah, it looks like that one that cost $20,000, but it's got 210,000 miles on it.
Yes, it does.
Don't be mad at me when I put it on the money.
Amen.
This guy just called in with this car with an 04, and he told me he'd rather die than sell it to us for what it's worth. And that's fine.
Yes, Lord.
But I bought one at an auction yesterday. There's an 07, new body style, with half the 100,000 less miles for five.
Amen.
Franchising.
I just want to let the public know when you take them the miles that high, it's going to hurt. It's going
to
hurt bad. Travis, this is a good example.
Lord, bring it to
if us. This car had 120 on it, I would give $5,500. Unless it's leather, then I would give $6,500.
Yes, Jesus.
Are you there, Travis?
Yes, sir.
He's got an 07 Edge with a $153 on it. Is it cloth or leather?
Book. It's cloth.
Okay. It's worth $2,500.
Joey?
$2,500.
Yeah, with those miles on it.
Alrighty.
And, hell, I don't even know if I can make anything on it. I try to make $300 a car. I'm a wholesaler. I buy and sell the market. And I think I actually, at $2,500, that's probably what I'm going to get for it. But like I said, if it had 120 on it, I'd give $5,500. Because it has another life in it to be sold again to the guy that's willing to buy it and drive it to 170. Because when it goes to 170, it's done. It's going to blow up.
Life everlasting, brother.
Right.
All right. Do you want to sell it?
Yes, sir.
Joey, okay.
Looking to sell.
Go to givemethevin.com, load it up, say, Wolf hit this rig at $2,500 on the air, and I want to sell it.
Amen.
800-800-7234.
Allah Akbar.
800-800-RIG. Who's Allah Akbar?
Praising the God. Speaking of that, did we talk about, we got a break?
Speaking of breaks, speaking of commercials, speaking of smoke breaks, Bobo, you got your roll your owns ready to go?
I got ready. Yeah.
All right.
Left hand.
Bobo's going to go smoke his left-handed cigarettes. I'm going to get a big dip. And take a leak and grab a water.
Make sure you use the right restroom.
And I'm going to be back.
Because JD's picky about that.
I don't know which one I'm going to use. But if that dog doesn't quit farting in the studio, I'm going to get in trouble for dog abuse.
You will not.
All right, we'll be right.
Now, back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now, 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
Charlie, you're playing all this good Prince, but you're not playing my favorite song. What is your favorite Prince song, Turtle?
We can't play it.
You know it?
Pete Control.
Bob, what's your favorite Prince song?
Oh, man, I got 100 of them, though. But I'm a
What's your favorite Prince song?
Favorite ever?
Yeah, oh, if you had to pick one Prince song. I thought about this week.
Sign of the Times is awfully good.
I listened to a lot of them trying to figure out which one I like the best. JD?
What's Little Red Corvette.
Really?
Love it.
You're just such a sellout.
Why? I like the song.
That's fine. Kidding. Golly.
Ah, really? I'm going to throw a quarter at you.
Mine's Raspberry Beret.
No, we played that earlier.
Hey,
no,
JD, you ain't got to defend yourself.
I missed
it. Song choice. I don't have to. I don't know. Furthermore, I'm going to throw anybody I want to up a Southwest Airlines jet.
You do whatever
Alan, good
JD
morning,
Buckingham
you're there.
Wants you to do.
I know. Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Where are you from?
Friendswood, Texas.
Friendswood. Houston listener. Got it. Area 11 Subaru Outback. Which one?
It's a 2.5 all leather sunroof, new tires.
A 2.5 would be a four cylinder, right? I mean, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Leather. This is limited or premium? Do you know?
Want to say it's a premium.
Then I'll bet it is a premium. How many miles are on it?
55,000.
Okay. 800-800-RADIO is how Alan got a hold of us. 800-800-7234. Alan, the rig is worth 11.5?
Yep.
Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, nobody ever, I mean, you want full retail. You want what everybody's asking online, but I mean.
Oh, yeah.
We're top of the money wholesale. That's our goal, and that's why if you get a CarMax offer that's better than ours and give us a chance to beat it, if we don't beat it, we'll overnight you $100. And I just throw that out there to shut everybody up, saying if anybody ever says we're bidding them low, okay.
All right.
Well, CarMax, go get their offer, show it to me. If I don't beat it, I'll overnight you a check for $100, because I don't. What will you take for the car?
You know, really, I was just listening to the show. I was on the way to the hardware store this morning and okay. Just thought I'd call and check. I really didn't have a price in mind.
I'm 11.5 to 12 grand. And if you go to give me the VIN, givemethevin.com, load the VIN up, and send us some pictures. We'll confirm that.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
That is a really nice part of Houston.
Friends, what is?
Yeah, it's beat up with squirrels.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you go out there in the springtime. They're all out dancing.
No. You know, we do this every once in a while. We've had Chick Diggler, if you remember. We've had listeners that have become friends of the shows over the years.
Sure. Chick Diggler.
Remember him, the dude from Cleveland?
Chick Dingler.
He was a listener in Houston, and he was coming through Dallas-Fort Worth. He said, big fan, da-da-da. Right. Do you mind if I come up to the studio? I said, come on, bring it. You don't remember
that? High. No, it's been,
it's happened a few times. And this fellow in the studio with us today is the same way. His name's Jeff Larson. Good morning, Jeff.
Oh, is that you?
Morning.
Okay, I thought he was your dealer or something.
No. He's not my dealer.
I didn't know what he was standing. He's just sitting here. I'm like, okay, where's he from? He's got to be doing something.
So he's been listening to the show. Well, you can tell him how we met.
I actually give John all his numbers.
How long had you been listening to the show?
About a year and a half.
In Houston. And he wrote an article about us, and it was published online. I tripped across it. And I sent him a note and said, hey, man, a lot of people don't get it because he's in the auction business and he gets it. And I was like, no one has ever summarized what we do the way I've read your article. And I was really impressed. And we became friends, started talking. And he worked on a website for us that we haven't even launched yet. But he's came in this morning and said, hey, you want to come see what a radio? Have you ever been to a radio studio before?
No.
Is it what you expected?
No.
So what was the gist of the article?
Well, listening to John and...
Closer on the mic.
Listening to John and what he gives back to the people as far as numbers, that I checked him out. Well, I want to make sure he's legit.
Gotcha, okay.
And when I realized he was and listened a little bit more, I'm like, hey, this guy needs some exposure.
Yeah,
people need to know about him. You know, I mean, where else can you call in? How much easier could he make it for you to sell your car?
Yeah.
He gives you a number, sight unseen, you know.
It's almost unreal.
Yeah. He cuts a check. He comes
Him being in the business, he understands what's really going on the backside.
Gotcha.
So like a lot of people, they're like, this is too good to be true. How does it work? And then I don't know how it works, really. It works.
You do.
No, we're running averages, and how do we buy cars sight unseen? There's a secret sauce there, but there's no hook. Do we get beat? Yeah. Do we lose money? Sure. Do we make more than we lose? Yes, or we wouldn't keep doing it. But I lose money on cars that I test drive. I mean, it's a gamble.
Sure.
And I've done sight unseen quotes for customers, too, in the dealership,
mm-hmm.
and you're exactly right. Those, they're usually more honest mm-hmm. than anything as far as the condition of the car, you know, what's on it, what, you know, what's going on with the car.
They tell you about things that you wouldn't even pick up on
mm-hmm.
If you were just walking it real quick. So it works out, but it's really grown over the years. It's been exciting. And funny you mentioned the exposure thing, because we're fixing to get some real exposure. You're going to see us in the news. There's some, I didn't tell you this, JD, but there are some press releases coming out from some big companies.
Really?
There's a media machine getting ready to get behind us.
I like that.
I do too.
How fun.
It only took 10 freaking years.
Yeah, finally a decade.
Yeah, a decade later.
Overnight sensation.
God almighty.
Oh, man.
I mean, you get mixed emotions. I'm in these meetings and they all sound so great, but I'm so mad inside.
Why? All because it's taking so long?
Yeah.
You like to say we're the same people that we were 7 years ago when we told you this. Yeah, but now we see it. Well, I'll strangle you.
You're talking to people that you're just dying to get a meeting with.
Yeah.
And now they're calling you.
Now you're on the inside.
Yeah.
Now you're like, hey, we love you. You're like, where were you 10 years ago? Right. Yeah. True.
Well, anyway, so you moved to Fort Worth with your old lady?
Yes.
Or Arlington? And she works for Mannheim or next year Capital?
Yes.
That's cool.
Yes.
That's a floor plan company that pays for dealers inventory, mainly independent dealers inventory. And that's changed the wholesale marketplace a lot, because that opportunity put a lot of independent dealers in business. So JD, if you want to go get your dealer's license, and you know, they'll start you with $50,000 line. I mean, if you have a pulse and can buy a hot dog. Yeah, I mean,
but
true,
that's not that many cars.
No, it's not. But it is if you're cheap cars. I mean, that's enough to get going.
10 cheap cars.
Just take a ride down Division Street in Arlington and see how many used car dealers.
That's true.
800-800-7234. 800-800-7234. 800-800-RADIO. Just go to Give Me The VIN. Give Me The VIN.com. We will be back with hour number four. Uno momento, por favor.
Now, back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now. 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
So I stepped on our intro?
No, but just sounds unprofessional, but like nothing does on the show anyway. So
that's fine. It's Saturday. Preston, good morning. You're on the air.
How you doing?
Good, good, good. 06 Ram half-ton 4x4, 67,000 miles quad. Does it have 20s in a Hemi?
Yes, sir.
Average rough or clean?
It's pretty clean. I'm going to say pretty clean.
It's a Hemi with 20s, right?
I work offshore, and all it does is sit in the parking lot most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
does 10 grand buy it?
Sir?
Does 10 grand buy it?
Yeah, I still owe 5 on it. So, yeah, I was listening to your radio show, and I just thought I'd call in and check, see what you thought.
I think 9 is right, 10 is all of it, and I went ahead and hit you at 10 so I could get it bought. It's an old body style. I got to get over that, but it is a four-wheel drive. It's not a four-wheel drive. I cannot give 10.
Yeah, but like the dash and everything is still in good mint condition.
Okay.
All the paint and everything still in pretty good.
If
like
you
most
want,
Dodges
if you want, it, so we got to pay off your loan for 5. We got to send you a check for 5, and we'll come pick it up. Where do you live?
Dickinson.
I don't know where that is, but we can send a truck to your house with a check.
Okay. We'll find you.
If you want to sell it for 10 grand, go to givemethevin.com, load the VIN number in, say, John, hit me at 10. 10 will buy it. Here's the info. And we'll the guys will get on it and get it handled. And you'll be surprised how quick and easy it happens.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. 800-800-7234.
800-800-RADIO.
Out there, Dickinson. Yeah. Where's Dickinson? I've heard of it. I should know where it is.
Dickinson?
Yeah.
Just south of your belly button.
Chipmunk always is funny.
Chipmunk is a real smart ass.
Got a little punchline going. It's in Galveston County, actually.
Okay.
Is there a Galveston County?
The Fredo, there's two and a quarter.
North of Texas City.
Okay, Bayou Vista.
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
Actually, we're buying so many cars out of Houston now, we're sending guys to the houses to pick the cars up and bring them to a holding center, and then the big trucks are picking them up.
A
holding center.
That's what I've been hearing about.
They hold your Dickinson.
All right.
Hey!
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Here all week.
Okay. There is a little Wallace Edwards in the studio today.
Yeah,
little
back.
Prince talk. Backstory on Prince. This is interesting. Very interesting. And Wallace, we appreciate you doing it twice for us today, since you came in at 8 o'clock and did it once for the Dallas show. But if you thought you knew about Prince, you haven't heard anything yet.
That's for
sure. Check this out. Wallace, you there?
It is a really sad time for rock and roll. But the Western Place Bar in Burleson near Fort Worth, Texas, held a tribute night Thursday that was decidedly not of their typical down-home country style. For this week's karaoke night feature, many of the bar's regular clientele chose to perform songs from the catalog of Prince, one of pop music's most prolific performers who passed away on Thursday at the age of 57. And while tributes to the iconic recording star took place all over the world for the past few days, longtime patrons of the Western Place Bar hold a special place in their hearts for his Purple Highness. Because while an unlikely venue for a live soul music performance of any kind, in 1979, a young Prince actually brought his live show to Texas, performing for one night in the bar's small and dusty stage room. It was the same year his second self-titled album came out, but Prince wasn't yet a household name. There's no photo on the wall of Prince's one-night-only performance. No one at the time knew that Prince would be the biggest thing to come out of that small country bar. But newly surfaced facts now reveal that at least one person might have had a bit more of a clue of the greatness to come. lifelong barmaid Candy Corn was on the clock that night, and other employees who worked the bar that evening have hinted that she may have gotten more than just a live stage performance. According to more than a few of her co-workers, while 19-year-old Candy was by no means a deviant or sex addict, she did have the reputation of taking many of the bar's musical performers to her apartment in Cleburne for a nightcap after the show. And while by all accounts her after-hours encounter with the young prince was only a one-night affair, it's been noted that after being virtually unfazed by encounters with Conway Twitty and Hank Williams Jr. and countless others over the years, up to and including all five of the Kentucky Headhunters, young Candy reportedly did walk funny for close to a week and exhibited a marked aversion to men of the African-American persuasion for the rest of her life. There's also the matter of her subsequent pregnancy, which came to fruition in August of 1980, with the birth of Johnson County's first recorded interracial child, who inherited more than just her mother's funny walk, because at a very early age, Candy's daughter showed a remarkable talent for singing, as well as an uncanny natural ability to play virtually any musical instrument with style and precision without the benefit of any formal training. Of course, now, more than 30 years later, we all recognize that internationally famous female singing star as the biggest thing to ever come out of a small hillbilly town since, well, since Prince came out of backwoods Minnesota. Because according to previously sealed medical documents and new statements from various immediate family members, it's now known that the love child of Prince Rogers Nelson and Miss Candy Corn is none other than Princess Kelly Clarkson. And from a strictly technical aspect, if one simply analyzes the size of that ass over the square root of that voice, really? It all makes sense.
No.
And once again, the genetics versus environment argument is clearly substantiated, because it's true. Just a little bit of funk goes a long, long way. And with that, I'm Wallace Edwards.
My God. I don't think most of that's true.
We like to think it is.
We do.
He knows what he's talking about.
If you go to Fort Worth Star Telegram or Dallas Morning News and Google that bar thing, it's very true.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It could
well,
be
so
true.
There you go. Yeah. Well, all see? Right. Then I'm wrong. Clearly, everything you said was true.
Candy's motto after that was size doesn't always matter, but it can hurt.
800-800-7234. Just go to gimmethevin.com. Dan, good morning on there.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
An RS5 Audi. Is that a what? Or A.
It's the A5, but it's the
right.
souped up version.
Sure.
The RS.
A5. Let me just look it up this way. I bought one of these the other day. Is it a stick or an automatic?
Automatic. They don't make stick.
Okay, because the one I'm thinking of did. There's a hot rod Audi that is stick, or can be.
Yeah, I think the S may be stick, but the RS only comes in a 7-speed Triptronic.
Okay. But it starts as an A5. And is it an all-wheel drive or two-wheel drive?
All-wheel.
Okay. And it is a coupe.
Yep.
Premium Plus, Prestige, Premium. I forgot. I got to build this.
Premium. It's a special order. They only brought like 4,500 of those to the U.S.
Okay, I'm getting screwed up. I'm going to need the VIN number to hit it right. And I don't want to put it out on the air. So can you go to givemethevin.com and put the VIN number in and so we can bid it right?
Yeah, I can do that. It'll be a little bit, but I'll do it.
Yeah, and back off the car and take a side shot with your phone and whip open the door and take a shot from the driver's side so we can get the interior and we can see the equipment and the VIN number and we'll fire off an offer. We'll fire you an offer immediately.
Okay.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, show me your equipment, dog.
800-800-7234.
What?
800-800.
Radio.
What else in the news today, JD?
Well, did we talk about this?
Hey, you know what else, before I get that started?
Yeah.
Houston flood.
Houston.
How many people lost their cars?
Pull it up.
I don't know, but we had somebody call in the day
of the flood.
The flood.
Yeah.
wanted a bid on their car. Mm-hmm. I told the buyers, like, hey, make sure the car is running. The guy's like, well, I don't know. I haven't started it because it was flooded.
Mm.
And so I was like, yeah, we don't want that car.
We'll buy it, but we've got to adjust for it.
Yeah.
It's not good to start the car with all that water.
No, it's not.
I've got a friend that lost his engine, his Acura. It filled it full of water.
Yeah, I told him, don't start it. If it's been sitting there, don't start it. Let it drain, because that's a bad, bad decision right there.
Well, the water will come in through the air intake, and yeah. if it swallows the water, then game over.
Yeah,
once
that's
you get that sealing oil wet, you can shock your nuts.
It's almost as bad as putting diesel, true. I mean gas, in the diesel Chevrolet Colorado.
We never did the review on that vehicle.
You gonna do it?
Yeah,
I can't. I can't review it because I didn't drive it.
That's true. Well, that's true. How are we gonna do this? Yeah.
That's very factual sounding.
I mean, we could tell you about it.
How could you?
And what happens when you put diesel in a small vehicle?
I can't believe
we need to do a review for the record.
Yeah,
let's do that.
Now, it's time for the ride of the week.
I'm just lying. 2016 Colorado four-wheel drive Z71 crew cab short bed diesel, 42 grand, awesome looking rig.
Small truck with a diesel motor in it.
It says 23 miles a gallon, 29 on the highway, 23 average, 20 in the city.
Yeah,
I love
Daddy.
It. I mean, they're getting expensive, but these Colorados, the new bodies, are holding their value. I've had about 10 of them.
You like the smaller body trucks? Mm. It seems like you're kind of getting...
I'm driving that Toyota right now. I'd much rather drive this.
Okay.
I'm driving a 15 Toyota, whatever you
Tacoma.
Call it. Tacoma. And I would much rather drive this Colorado. I think it's much better looking. I don't know why everybody freaks out and likes these Toyotas. These little Toyota trucks, mm-hmm. they bring so much money. When you get out of them, I mean, your tongue's hanging out like you've been riding a motorcycle. They're so loud. They're 10 boxes. Have you noticed since I've been driving that truck, I've been walking around my Dr. Dre Beats all the time?
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Because you can't hear in the car.
I can't hear in the car. So I'm having to use it to talk on the phone.
I thought you were just trying to be cool.
Not the Colorado, but the Toyota. Its competitor.
So the Colorado's got a good ride, smooth, not real noisy.
And it's quiet, and it's built right.
Is the Colorado the first half-ton diesel that we've seen? Because they've been threatening to do that for years at Ford and Dodge.
Well, Dodge did it, but they didn't go with the Cummins. They went with somebody else, and the resale on it's poor. Every one we've bought, we've lost money on.
Huh.
Nissan... Anyway, we'll wrap that up.
Yeah.
The Colorado, the new diesel Colorado is awesome. It's 42 grand hard loaded.
Woo.
Woo. But the Nissan new Tundra.
I saw this the other
day. Not Tundra.
It's not a Tundra.
Titan.
It's a Titan, yeah.
Charlie, I might buy one.
I saw it, and at first glance, it kind of looks like an F-150 a little bit.
Or 250.
Yeah, F-250. And then you're looking at, it's got that Nissan feature. It's nice.
And it's got a Cummins.
Yes. It's got a little bit of lift to it.
If you put it next to a Ford or a Chevy four-wheel drive diesel F-250, it sits a little higher.
Yes.
It is not a small truck.
No.
It is scored as a heavy-duty half-ton, but it comes with a factory-installed gooseneck ball. I love it. I hate the fact that it's a Nissan, but remember, Dodge sucked before Cummins, fixed them.
Yeah.
Cummins fixed that brand, by the way. Dodge was a poor man, dozer driver, nothing truck. And now, they're everywhere. And I think the Cummins really changed the whole Dodge game.
You think that's going to do it for Nissan?
I've said all along, whoever puts a Caterpillar engine in a light HD truck will win. Against the Cummins. Because Ford has a great engine. Chevy's got a great engine. But something about that Cummins is still special. And Nissan jumped out and did it. And that engine that went in this Nissan truck was the engine that was supposed to go in the half-ton Dodge. And Dodge turned them down.
Really?
Yeah. I read that the other day.
So Cummins went to Nissan's like, hey, we got this mower.
We built this for Dodge.
Okay. Really?
And they didn't go with it.
And Nissan's like, yeah.
We'll take it. And they built a gorgeous truck. The Platinum Premium blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah.
$63,000.
Oh, that shouldn't be. Make a long time ago. You had no motor.
No, and it's a Nissan.
Now Cummins go Dodge. Dodge said no. Now we got motor. Make a million truck. Make $1 million.
It's awesome. I drove one the other day. And I was like, think about it. Infiniti, one of the best riding SUVs are those QXs.
Yeah.
This is the same guys that built it.
And it rides smooth and you're in an SUV?
You feel like you're in an Infiniti QX.
Oh, wow.
So.
Awesome.
I
so have John a, may be driving that pretty soon.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm going to get.
Can really you get one on the... They're not... I mean...
There's not been one used one sold yet. So I've been calling
What about
my,
for sticker?
I get one for $59 is what my Nissan buddy will sell me.
That's crazy.
It's a ton of money.
So you got to wait a year then.
I don't mind spending it if it's not going to lose a bunch.
I mean, you want to wait a year though?
You're going to lose money on anything you have.
Yeah.
I need to get a car because I want to get the hell out of this Toyota.
God.
I'm not going to walk around Dr. Dre Beats for the rest of my life while I'm talking on the phone.
He looks so cool. He's wearing sweatpants and Beats on his head. I'm like, what is he doing?
Driving a Toyota.
His hair's all long now. I think he's going through a midlife crisis.
No, I've been in dot-com mode is what it is. You know what dot-com
mode? No, what does
that building mean? This company and it's getting busy. And, you know, you've seen the movies where the guys are building dot-com companies and they just live at work.
Yep.
They go home and eat. They go back to work.
Right.
They go to sleep at their desk. That's they wake up and keep working. I mean... I might as well be wearing my pajamas to work right now.
He was one day, and we had some customers come in. He's like, I'm sorry, I normally don't wear this. And he's just got his socks up on the feet on the table. I mean, it was.
But I'm sitting here building this, the radio network out, the website stuff, all the logistics. We just brought in our logistics app that you saw yesterday, and it's a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
That'll show us where every car is at all times.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
GPS driven, the trucks, the pickups, the deliveries. I'm going to have to set this thing up, scale it up for volume.
Wow.
Because we're starting to outgrow it already. And there's a lot of work.
You'll be able to track all the vehicles.
Everyone.
Real time.
Yeah. Real
time. That's amazing.
It's like watching, what's it, an airport?
So when do you put a GPS in each car?
No, the drivers that scan them in, it matches up their phone GPS.
Oh, man.
So when they get out of it, wherever it stopped is where it'll timestamp and map stamp the car.
That's cool.
Pretty cool.
That is really
And
neat.
I don't know if you looked outside, you've got all these guys building, because we got a new office next door, and they're building all these cubicles. We're fixing to hire a bunch of people. Yeah, this baby's growing.
Very exciting.
It's fun.
My son, I showed my son the office next door. He goes, Dad, this is a real office. Yeah. I go, yes, it is.
After 10 years, you guys are getting a real office.
I know, but it's been fun being a schleppo. I've enjoyed being a schleppo without all the pressure.
Schleppo,
now I'm feeling the pressure of all the staff. HR. I mean,
So
everyone's going to be over there, and I'm going to be over here because I can't. I'm kind of an idiot.
Yeah,
my wife mentioned this.
Did she?
Oh, yeah. She goes, so how's this working? You guys are growing, and, you know, HR, it's kind of probably an issue when you have Playboys sitting in your bathroom.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's supposed to be a radio studio. It wasn't supposed to be for everybody else
office.
To go in there. Yeah.
Right.
She's like, I would recommend not putting those in the new office.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. I recommend that I probably don't go over to the new office very often.
Yeah.
You have a tendency to say things.
Well, he pees with the door open.
Yes,
he does.
Come on. Yes, I know. I know.
In every company, you've got the rainmaker and you've got the manager.
Right.
It takes the weirdo to make it happen. That's me. I'm the weirdo.
The weirdo should close the bathroom door. That's all we're saying.
Okay.
That's all we're saying.
Well, it's happening. I don't. The way that I coach people is pretty rough.
Oh, yes. It's aggressive.
Oh, you're not
aggressive.
Kidding.
Does it upset everybody when I come down in the binary room and start yelling?
Man.
And I don't yell at him.
Yell?
I just yell. No,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Sometimes. It just depends on if you're yelling at him or just yelling about a situation.
See, I've seen
about a situation, no problem.
Okay. So if you have any coaching for me, what would you say?
Make it more about a situation instead of just directing it at that single person.
Okay. Like
in general.
What's
just
an example?
In general.
What's an example where I directed it at a person?
And off the top of my head.
When you threw a quarter at Bobo.
But that's Bobo. That's different. We were putting another quarter in the machine to keep him singing.
Yes, okay. That's true.
So I can rationalize all of it.
I was going to say, you spun that pretty good. Tell HR.
Well, what? No, I'm serious, Turley. I see problems
when you say
on the horizon.
You,
yeah?
Don't say you, just say it in general. We need
we?
To do, yeah.
This is how we do it here.
Yeah, yes.
This is what we are.
Yes, that way they're not, well, damn, I screwed up.
Or how can we
bring, a piece of crap,
bring
you know?
The volume down a little bit, man.
Well.
That's less aggressive.
That helps too, yes.
But I'm telling you what we do. We buy cars sight unseen.
Right.
Lots of them.
Right, a lot
it
of
does
them.
Not fit a normal mold.
Well,
if it fit a normal mold, everybody would be doing it. There's an art to this. And these guys have to understand that this is a different duck. It walks different.
Yeah.
And I've been doing it 10 years. Now we're scaling up and getting big. And if we lose the ingredients of our fajita recipe,
makes sense.
It's going to screw it all
makes
up.
Makes sense.
Oh.
Makes sense.
Now that I put it in fajita talk,
yeah, there you go. Bobo knows.
Bobo goes, I get it. Yeah. There's a lot of restaurants that have this. They can do things on a small scale, mm-hmm. but when they bring it up to the big scale, you'd think, okay, I'm making 10 hamburgers, making 100 just 10 times. It's not.
No.
And they say that really screws a lot of restaurants up. I talked to the guy that created Chili's,
right.
and he said that was their biggest problem, was creating it on a bigger scale because it ain't just 10 more.
So JD's basically saying it's going to fail. So thanks, JD. I appreciate it.
No, it's up to me to be able to take the culture and breed it into the rest of the mass here.
That's what he did.
And I need to figure out how to do that lightly.
And Chili's was a huge
success. Without my normal, because all the people that work close with me are used to my crazy ass.
Right.
And new people won't be used to my crazy ass. All right, but you guys, the listeners, y'all are way used to my crazy ass. So call in 800-800-RADIO or go to givemethevin.com. We'll be back in just a minute.